Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Spiritual Guidance Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. I hope everyone had a wonderful week this week, and I am so happy to be here with you to share what it is that our spiritual teams are sharing with us this week. So before we go ahead, for those who may be new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn. And I am a spiritual teacher, healer, coach, and channel. And I am here to help you through the guidance of the divine, your spiritual team, to help you to really awaken and embrace who it is that you truly are and what it is that you are meant to do. And so this week, as we come together, I want to encourage us to really just first do this meditation that we're going to do together so that we can release and let go of all of the stresses, everything that has been going on this week that has been worrying you, that has been just heavy on your heart. And so we're going to take this time. If you are able to, I want to encourage you to sit comfortably somewhere. And we're going to take a few deep breaths, close our eyes, be in our heart space, and really just feel into the energy that the angels, the archangels, and your spiritual team bring. So if you're able to, closing our eyes, you can put your hands on your heart as we really dive into what it is that they want us to hear, those messages that are meant for us for this weekend as well as for this coming week. So we're going to take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And we have Archangels Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Samuel, and Archangel Zadkiel stepping forward for us this week. And they are going to surround us with their energy. And as they enter our heart space, we also have our guardian angels, our spirit guides and spiritual teachers, all joining us as well and sending us their energy of love and light. And as they fill our space with this energy, they're going to help us to open up all of our chakras and take notice of all the different colors, what it is that comes into mind as they open up our energy centers. As they open up our minds, our hearts, and as they fill us with this energy of love and light, their energy of power that they bring, as they draw out all of those things that we no longer need. And we're going to keep breathing into your nose and out through your mouth. And the archangels are going to ground our energy, so from our root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth. This is this white, bright white light that goes all the way down. And there's going to be this golden and green energy that comes all the way back up from the center of the earth and going through our feet, filling our bodies from the bottom up. Every cell in our body is going to be filled with their energy. And as it goes all the way up, it's going to go through our crown chakra. And it's going to spill out, this energy is going to spill out and just pour out of us like a fountain of water. And as this energy flows out, we're also going to get this rainbow energy that comes from the heaven, from the sky, going through our crown chakra, going all the way down, filling us, filling our bodies, all the way down through our feet. And it's going to come out to our feet. And then it's going to go back around up through our crown chakra. And it's going to make this rotation through each and every one of our chakras as it cleanses, as it fills us with this energy. And helps get rid of all the stress, all the worries. We're going to keep breathing through our nose and out through our mouth. And as we bring awareness back into our bodies, we're going to have this cloak of energy from Archangel Michael that is going to wrap around us from our feet all the way up to our head to help us to integrate this energy and to protect our energy as we go through this weekend, as we go through next week, so as you bring awareness to your bodies, you can wiggle your feet and your hands, and you can open up your eyes, and a welcome back. So I hope everyone had a great week, and also last weekend as well. So I hope that everyone had a chance to do some playing, you know, have some fun. And then, you know, this week I hope it was filled with lots of opportunities for you, for growth, and for just taking action on those things that you truly want to really see in your life. And so as we go through this weekend and into next week, as we get closer and closer to the end of this month, we're going to continue to be in this energy of love as well as of having fun for this weekend, and then also continue to receive those messages from the divine and to receive clarity on what it is that you need to do in order to move forward this month in what it is that you're meant to do. So if you're listening and you had called in last week or you had listened to the show and you'd like to share what it is that came in for you, what it is that you learned this week, I would love to hear from you. So if you'd like to call in and share with us, my number is 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on that keypad if you'd like to be live on air with me. And also, if you'd like to just listen over the phone, you can do that as well by calling in. All right. So this week, we are talking about who you really are. Who are you, really? And so this week, we are being reminded of what it is that we are meant to do. So many times, we are so busy with just going and doing these daily routines of work, of responsibilities, taking care of everyone, that we truly forget who it is that we really are and what it is that we are really meant to do. And so I want us to be reminded of who it is that you really are. And in the past, in previous episodes and previous seasons, I had mentioned how we are reminded of this by being asked what it is that you want to be when you were growing up, when you were younger. What was it that you wanted to do in order to live a life that you truly love, to do those things that makes you joyful, that makes you happy? And in turn, you know, when we do those things, how it is that we want to help others within our communities, within our families, to do those things that really helps us to live a life that we really want. But also, we need to ask ourselves, what was it that you really dreamed of when it comes to your life? And what is it that you dream of now when it comes to your life? How does your life look like if you didn't have to think about money, if you didn't have to think about your responsibilities, and how you need to take care of your family? If we didn't have to worry about those things, what does that look like? And so we are being reminded of that as we look into who it is that we really are. Now, we dream about these things. We dream about what it is that we really want to do and what it is that, you know, that we really want in our lives for a reason. It's not just there just to dream about them. It is not just there just so that, you know, we have something to dream about or what, and it doesn't come in just because, but they're really meant for us. You know, they are meant for us to really step into and to live that life of joy and happiness. So when we are enjoying ourselves, when we are out there and having fun, when we are on, you know, taking a break, you know, on vacation, you know, we think about those things that make us happy. And what is that for you? And so I want to encourage all of us this week to journal on that. What is it that our life looks like if we did what it is that makes us happy? And if we did what it is that we truly desire and what it is that comes in when that life looks perfect for us. What does that look like? What does it even taste like? You know, what comes in for you, you know, in every part of your life? You know, when it comes to work, when it comes to your daily life, when it comes to your family, and how it feels for your family as well. So what does that look like for you? And so encourage us to really think about those things and write about those things as if you are writing a story about your life and what it is that you want your life to look like. So, you know, that is going to be that first step for you in understanding who it is that you truly are. And as we do that, we're going to keep thinking in that way, in what, and be in that vibration of joy and be in that energy of happiness. And as we do that, we also think about, and what comes in is that energy of gratitude as we do those things, as we look into what it is that our life would look like in that joy and happiness. And it also reminds us of where it is that we're meant to be and what it is that we're truly meant to do. And that energy, once it starts flowing, it keeps going. And that energy, that higher vibration, really just helps us to fall into all of those things that we're really meant to be in, where we're supposed to be at. And it just starts to really flow. So I want to encourage all of us to do that this week as we go into this weekend and next week. And what we start to also see is a shift in our energy all around us. And our mindset that starts to shift. And how it is that we're really meant to see ourselves as well as other people when we are in that energy of gratitude, when we're in that energy of love. And it starts with loving ourselves. So I want to encourage all of us to do that dreaming this week of our lives. And what it is that you really want to see in your life. And without ego stepping in, without, you know, all these responsibilities and stresses and worries that come in, and to set that aside. And if that is what is coming in for you, worries, stress, responsibilities, I want to encourage you to really write that out, to really let that go, is to journal it out, to even say it out loud, and to let the universe, to let the divine know to remind yourself that it is not who it is that you are, and that the divine is going to remind you of that as you do this journaling, as you do this letting go of this, all the stress, all the resistance that comes in. And when we start to see that love and light that you are and that joy that you're meant to be in, it helps you to really release and let go of all those things that are not aligned to you. And so in the coming weeks, we're going to talk a little bit more and more about who it is that we truly are when it comes to the eyes of the divine, when it comes to the eyes of your spiritual team. And so I want to help you to see how it is that the divine, that means the archangels, your guardian angels, your spiritual teachers, and your spiritual guides, how it is that they see you, and how it is that they want you to live that life that you are truly meant for. in the coming months, for the rest of this month, there's going to be a lot of great energy that comes in. And so we are preparing for that. And I'm going to help you prepare for that as we go through these next couple of weeks. As we enter into August, I'm going to help you to see what it is that the divine wants you to see in order for you to really step into your purpose, in order for you to really step into your goals and to achieve them in the next few months, because there's going to be this wonderful energy that comes in, but we need to really be ready in order to step into those things that make us uncomfortable, those things that we are really asking for when we set those intentions on achieving our goals and really being able to do those things that really we are meant to do. So if you are ready to really step into who it is that you're meant to be, or who it is that you are actually, and to really step into it and to embrace who it is that you truly are so that you can achieve those goals, so that you can really do those things that you really want to do. I want to encourage you to really see what it is that you need to see, and I will be helping you to do that, to really be able to see what it is that you need to let go of, what it is that you need to see in terms of those messages that are coming in for you from your spiritual team. And so if you're ready to do that, you know, I'm here once a week on Fridays for an hour or two. But if you are ready to really step into this and really would like to look into it deeper and go into it deeper and do this healing work, you know, I encourage you to connect with me so that we can work through this together through sessions that I provide, as well as to help you to understand how it is that you can do that work for yourself as well, to, you know, do that healing work, to be able to hear from your spiritual team on what it is your next steps are, so that you can really step into and achieve those goals and to do those things that you're meant to do and be in it, you know, when it comes to work, doing the work, you know, when it comes to a job, career, you know, be doing those things that you're meant to do. And when it comes to your daily life and being able to live in that higher vibration consistently. So I want to encourage you to contact me so that we can, you know, work together on that. And so you can contact me by going to facebook.com/spiritualguidanceradio, as well as my Facebook page, going to facebook.com/healer, healer and teacher Kath, C-A-T-H, that is, at the end, so that, you know, we can connect with each other, do a few video calls and book some sessions so that, you know, you can really be in this energy and to really do that work that you're meant to do, so that I can help you and guide you on, you know, what it is that you need to do in order to really be in that energy and to, you know, achieve those goals. So as we go through these next couple of weeks on my show on Fridays, we will be talking more and more about how it is that the divine sees you, and to really be able to return back to, go back to those basics on who it is that you truly are. And so next week, you know, as we kind of see what it is that's coming up, next week I won't be live on air. I have a few obligations of my own with my family. And so I will have a pre-recorded message for you, a pre-recorded show for you next week as we start to enter into August. I will be talking about what to expect when it comes to the energy of August, just a little bit of a brief overview of what to expect in August energy, as well as continuing to talk about who it is that you truly are and how it is that the divine sees you, as well as talking about and doing a meditation and talking about the next few weeks of what it is that I will be talking about when it comes to this show. All right, so now before we go ahead, I'm going to take a few calls. If you are just tuning in, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad if you'd like to be live on air with me to talk about what it is that you're going through, as well as what it is that you've been learning and how it is that you've been growing, and if you'd like any guidance today so that you can see what it is that the divine, your angels and guides, and the archangels are showing you and sharing with you for this week. So let's go to our caller. Our caller, area code 475. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sean. I'm calling from Stamford, Connecticut.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. We had spoken before in past months, so it's good to hear your voice again.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm glad to be back. So how can I help you? And actually, why don't you share with us a little bit what has been going on with you?
Well, I had met a woman recently, and she is a Reiki master, and she's very, very sweet, and I was going to confront her very recently. I was hoping that this could become something because she's really, I had a session with her recently, and I had a vision of her later that evening as an angel with her wings slowly flapping up and down, and I thought that was a very interesting sign to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what that would represent, if anything.
Well, she definitely is in your life for a reason. And so it's, it's not only about, helping you, but you're also there to help her. So those angel wings are not necessarily for you, but it's for you to know that you're there to help her as well. So angel wings are, always a great sign when it comes to letting us know that people are there to help each other. Not just, actual angels, but because of that energy of helping and loving and that divine energy. So know that not only is she there to help you, but you're there to help her as well. You're going to be helping her a lot when it comes to communication. Don't be afraid to approach her and really share what it is that you see with her. Because, yes, you have great insight. And it's important for you to really trust and tune into your intuition, as you have been in the last few months. That's why I was also asking what it is that you've been, going through and what it is that has been happening with you, because that all of that is meant for you to really use to help others, help her. And so she came into your life for a reason, not only to help you, but to help her. So in what areas, when did she come in for you? What was it that was going on with you at the moment that she had come in?
I met her in the beginning of June, and we were talking about some things that she had. She's a Reiki master, as I think I mentioned, and she gave her card, And I was working on a project with a friend, but unfortunately it got suspended because this person I was working with was basically doing things that she shouldn't have been doing. And I thought, well, okay, I got this card. Let me go see Lisa, that's her name. And we were together for 9 hours. I just felt this great vibe from her. And she's incredibly kind and very warm and hoping this becomes something. And also, on a side note, a few months ago, I had met a family a few towns from here, and the son was having some issues. I think he might be autism. I'm not sure. I was able to pick up on it. And the father actually invited him to his son's birthday party, which is this weekend. So obviously there's something there, too, because I wanted to help the son because he's only 4 years old, turning five. And I know he needs help, and I'm not sure if they know all the services available to them, but I told him to go to one of the major university hospitals up here to see if he can be evaluated for exactly what it is that he has.
Okay. So, yeah, you have been helping, you know, people in that way, which is awesome. You know, so keep listening to your intuition on that because, you know, it's so important, you know, not only for yourself but other people. So I am also hearing from the archangels as well, especially Archangel Gabriel. You know, Archangel Gabriel comes in when it comes to communication. Also, I have Archangel Samuel coming in for you. So, you know, in terms of love for you, what has been happening in the past? What happened in the past for you when it comes to relationships?
Well, I haven't really been in a serious one for several years as my ex is now in Virginia Beach. I have not really had anyone serious until now. And then I met this young lady, Lisa, and I thought this could be one for me, and I was hoping this could be it.
So, you know, I want you to, you know, realize, yes, there is something there, but, you know, it's important for you to take it really slow because so there's still some healing work that needs to be done on your end when it comes to your past. So there is this common denominator that's coming in that you do know what it is that you need to work through. So, you know, journaling is going to help. You know, taking some time for yourself is going to help, you know, to not think about work, not think about all those responsibilities. And because a lot of the past responsibilities that you had is one of those common denominators that affected your relationships. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's important for you to work through that. How is it that you can change that? And once you realize how it is that you can change that for the future, it's going to help you to switch that energy. Okay? So, you know, take some time for you. Realize what it is that you can really let go of when it comes to this past common denominator that is coming in because of what's happened in past relationships. When you see that, when you're able to say, okay, I don't need that. I can let go of that in order for future relationships, not only love relationships, but also when it comes to family and when it comes to friendships as well, how that's going, it's going to switch all of that as well for you. Okay, so it is about letting go of a lot of responsibilities and and it's going to help you to release a lot of that stress that you have, that you feel like you have to have. So it's releasing some of that control. And so that's all part of this healing work that you need to do in order for this next relationship for you, for it to work for you. Okay?
Yes.
All right? So it's not only going to help you when it comes to love relationship or this spousal type of relationship. But, you know, when it comes to family and when it comes to any future relationships, when it comes to friendships, because that's going to come in as well. I mean, you're going to get a lot of new friends, new people that come in into your life when you do this healing work. And it's going to change this energy for you. So it's going to feel really good. And so, you know, take this time to really, you know, take a break, have some fun. And it's going to come in quick. Listen to that intuition of yours. Listen to what it is that the divine is telling you when it comes to your next step. Take it slow. But when we take it slow, it's actually still going to come in fast for you when it comes to this energy of new relationships, new people coming in. Also, listen to what it is that comes in for you when it comes to work. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So there's a lot of great things coming in for you. So, you know, really pay attention to that intuition of yours. Also, to keep working on what it is that you see, to write it down, to really kind of start to piece together all those things that you see through your visions, through your dreams, because
right.
Those are messages for you, okay?
Right. And also that a friend of mine's son just had surgery. And I've been helping him deal with the rehab process and told him that he probably needs a massage therapist. And I told his mom, and his mom agrees. So we're working on that also. We're doing some healing work ourselves, the mom and I.
That's awesome. You know, and also, I want you, you know, when you work with her, I want you to remember that she has her own healing work that she does need to do. So if you, you know, feel any resistance, just, you know, back up a little bit and say, okay, this is her thing that she needs to work on. You won't be able to help her in a lot of things that she sees when it comes to, you know, if she is doing any pushback from what it is that you're telling her, that
right.
to remember that this is work that she needs to do, and you can't really help her with that. Okay.
Oh, I know. We just talk and make sure that we're on the same page each time, so we're not going to, you know, bump heads or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want you to keep that in mind, because as you keep talking to her, there's going to be something that do come up when it comes to things that she needs to heal. Okay.
Right.
Awesome. Well, you're doing a great job. You know, you're doing an awesome job. So keep doing that. You know, keep working on yourself as well. And to really set those boundaries, too, for yourself. Because there's going to be some things that come in where you want to help in so many different ways. But you're going to have to remember that you're going to have to step back just a little bit when it comes to things that, you know, people need to do their own healing on as well. Okay?
Of course.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. There's going to be a lot of things coming in for you this week as well. So just really pay attention to that. Experiences, opportunities that come in, and don't be afraid to say yes to some of those things. Okay?
Yes. Thank you, Catherine.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Awesome. All right. So if you're, you know, just tuning in, if you'd like some guidance, if you'd like to hear what it is that the Archangels, your spiritual team is showing you, and you just need some clarity, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. So, you know, I wanted to share a little bit of what it is that has been coming in with for me when it comes to this past week's energy. So some of this energy that we had this past week had to do with really loving ourselves. And so loving ourselves and who it is that we really are. And so, you know, for those who have been listening to my show in the past, know that, you know, I have three children. And I actually have my twins are actually going to be turning 10 on Sunday. And they came in, they came in like a hurricane. My twins were born 3 months early. And so having them turn 10, it's been bittersweet for me, especially this week as we, as they, get ready to turn 10, and they've been reminding me every single day this week that they are turning 10 on Sunday. And, when it comes to, especially our family members and those who are closest to us, you know, things like this, they're reminders. We get reminded of what has happened in the past. And so this week for me, I really had to remember to love myself in, just loving myself for everything that I've been through with them. You know, the first 3 months of their life, they were in the NICU. And, I was in a rough place. I was in a place where I knew that I had to be there for them, but it was also a time for me where it was so hard. It was after having been on bed rest with them since the 12-week mark of my pregnancy because of, past losses, as well as with my first, my oldest. It was going back, I had to remind myself, and I had to be reminded from the archangels and my spiritual team that I have been through a lot and that I have gone through and did a lot and were there for my kids and for the twins early on, being there physically, being there mentally, in the first 3 months of their life, there were many times where they almost didn't make it. There were so many times where, my littlest one, he had to actually have surgery the first few weeks of his life. And there were times where, I was trying to provide for them, with milk and all that. And my little one couldn't, he ended up being allergic to, my milk. And then my other twin, being able to, accept it. But then, he needed a lot more from what I can provide. And so, I was reminded of those things. And also reminded, when I was thinking about those things, reminded that I was amazing, that the divine was always there and showing me and being there for me and guiding me. And through the thoughts, through the reminders, to be reminded that I was able to do it. That I was able to do all those different things, be there for them, and also be strong enough for them, and also being strong in myself and also for my other child, my oldest, who was also provided for because, I had to be at the hospital constantly, every day, day and night I was there, and to be shown and reminded that I was loved through the help that I had with a nanny that we had who was amazing and, was there for us. And to be reminded that we were provided for and all of these things that led up to my kids being in the NICU, being reminded that they're always there and supported, and we were supported and loved. And so when it comes to who is that we are, even at those times when we feel that we can't do it, when we go through these things and we are shown, even while we're in it, that we are supported and guided. And then we look back and we are then shown that you went through it, I went through it, and I was able to come out on the other side. And now there's going to be 10 on Sunday. And even through everything that we've been through, that we were supported, but also that we did it. And as humans, as ourselves, we were able to do it with that support. And so I want all of us to remember that in everything that we do, in everything that we go through, we do have that support. And during that time that we're going through it, it is hard to see that support that we have from the divine, from the angels, from our spirit team. But when we look back, when we see what it is that we've gone through, now we are then able to see that we did have that support, that we did, you know, we were guided, and we had that emotional support as well. But also we had everything line up for us so that when things like that happen, when challenges happen, when struggles happen, that everything will work out the way that it should, and everything is going to work out for us so that when we do look back, we see that growth that we had. We see the abundance that we had even while we were going through it. But it's hard for us to see when we're in it many times. But, and so for me this week, you know, being reminded of everything that we've been through when it came to my twins, as they turned 10, as they turned those two digits, that, you know, we had that support, but also to be reminded that it was all within us as well, that we can do it, that we are amazing, that we are magnificent, that we are able to get through those things, and that we have that support. And so I was reminded to really love myself and to see that I have that strength, that I had that strength, and that I can do anything that I truly want to do. So as you go through this week, as you go through your challenges that you may be going through, as you go through what it is that is meant for you, as you go through this week and set those intentions of what it is that you really want, what it is that you want to achieve, to know that you can do this, that you have the support of the divine, that you have the support of other people in your life. Other people come into your life at certain times because it's all meant for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Everyone comes into your life for a reason. And to know that the divine is supporting you through that. They're bringing in those people for you. They're bringing in all those things that you need, all that abundance that you need in order to go through those challenges that you may be going through. In order for you to really get through those opportunities that come in, those experiences that come in, that may seem very hard for you, that may seem like you can't do it, that may seem very scary, but to know that those fears and those worries and those stresses, they're all from ego that keep you from really stepping into what it is that you're meant to go through, what it is that you're meant to do, and it keeps you from really, you know, going out of your comfort zone to achieve those things that you really want. And so I want to remind all of us that it's all within us, that you can do this, that you can go through it, that you are meant to do those things that you really truly want to do and to get through, and to understand that those opportunities that come in, those experiences that you go through, even though it may be hard, even though they may be scary at times, to know that there's a reason we go through those things that we go through. The experiences I went through when it came to bed rest, when it came to the NICU journey with my children, was to help me to understand that I can do it, that I have that strength, that I have that courage, that I have that bravery in order to be able to do those things that I'm meant to do next. It prepares me and it prepares all of us as we go through these struggles, as we go through these trials, that when we see it from the other side, to know that the divine is showing us that we can do anything that we truly want to do. So those dreams that come in for you, those dreams that you've always had, if they seem out of reach, if they seem like you can't do it, because of ego coming and stepping in with these fears and doubts that come in, to know and to keep in mind that the divine is there showing you and telling you that you can do it, but also these opportunities make you stronger, help you to see that you can do it, that you can do anything that you truly want to do. So do you really want to do it? Do you really want it? If it's truly what it is that you want, know that you can do it. That know that you can get through it, and that these trials, struggles are there to show you that you can do anything that you truly want to do. So as we get closer to August, as you see what it is that you really want to see in your life, set those intentions without those fears coming in, without the doubts coming in. Set those fears and doubts aside and set those intentions. What is it that you really want out of your life? What is it that you really want to see in your life so that you can live in that joy, in that happiness that we are meant for? The divine wants us to live in joy and happiness. They want us to really do those things that we dream about, that we truly desire. But so many times the fears, the doubts, the lack mentality comes in saying we can't do it. Our humanness comes in saying that we can't do it. There's other people that may have told you in the past or are telling you right now that you can't do it in some way or form. But I want to remind you that the divine is showing you and telling you that you can do it. And that these struggles that you may be going through, these trials that you may be going through, is there to show you that you can do it, that you can do anything that you truly want to do. So what is it that you really want out of your life? What is it that you really want to see in your life? and to know that the divine is cheering you on. They are there. Your spiritual team is there showing you and telling you that you can do it, that you can do anything that you really want. That happiness is meant for you. That joy, that we are meant to live in that joy and happiness. So what is stopping you from that joy? What is stopping you from that happiness? What fears and doubts are coming in that you need to let go of, that you need to release so that you can really live in that joy, doing those things that you are meant to do. Those things that we truly desire, those things that we truly dream about, they are meant for you. Everyone, we all have these dreams. We all have these desires. What is stopping you from them? What fears, what doubts, what things that other people are telling you can't do are stopping you from that? So this is, we're going to talk more and more about this as the weeks go on. Into August, we're going to be touching more about who it is that you truly are, so that you can truly see, so you can see just how amazing you are, and just how you were created in that image of the divine. The divine is perfect, and we are as well. Our soul, we have perfect souls, and we are able to do so many more things than we can even imagine. And so as we go through these weeks, we're going to see more and more of this, how it is in each of the areas of our life that we are meant to see, just how amazing you are and how you are really meant to do those things we are truly meant to do by being who it is that you really are. Releasing and letting go of how it is that we want to be seen by other people. Letting go of those masks that we have and truly uncovering who it is that we really are in this life and who it is that we have come in this life to be. You know, as children, we are a certain way, you know, whether it was really loud and rambunctious and just being everywhere, or, you know, being that child who was quiet but always listening, always paying attention. However it is that we are, and especially when we were children, how we were before adults told us we had to be a certain way, that is who it is that we truly are. So how is it that we can get back to that? How can we get back to who it is that we really are on the inside? So we are not wearing masks, that we are not doing things so that we can please other people, but being who it is that we really are in order to live that life that we're meant to be. Not because of how society wants us to be, not because of how other people want us to be so that we can be liked by them or we can be a certain way so that we can be liked by society, but being who it is that you truly are and doing those things that you are meant to do because there are people who need you for who you are. There are people who need you for the work that you are meant to do. So what does that look like for you? And this is why I'm here, to help you to see that, to see who it is that you are, who it is that you need to be reminded of who it is that you are. So, and then doing those things that you are meant to do. Not only to achieve your goals and what it is that you want to do in your life to make you happy and to really love your life, but as we do that, as we do that work, you start to see, you start to draw in those people who need you and need your work, who need you as a person, who need you and when we do those things that we are meant to do, when we do the work, even when it comes to our job, when we do those things that we're meant to do, whether it's a job, whether it's a business that you have, when we do those things, you draw in those people who really need you, who are needing your services, who are needing the work that you do and who it is that you are. So, you know, many times I run into people who love their work, who are doing those things that they are meant to do. And when they do that and they do those things that they love, they draw in those people that they are meant to work with. They draw in those people that they are meant to meet, not only to help them to make money, and you know that's how the abundance then comes in, but this is also how you help other people to understand and live that life that they're meant to live as well. And you know, this is what we're all about, to connect with people, to live that life that we're meant to live, but also to help others to live that life that they're meant to live. This is why when it comes to our businesses, when it comes to our jobs, we do those things for a reason. You know, we do our jobs because we are there to help those people that need that help, or the services or the products that that we sell, we may sell. People are drawn to that because they need it. So if they need those things from you, they'll be drawn to you. So, but it's important for us to do those things that we are truly meant to do to really draw in those people. So I'm going to go ahead and take another caller that I'm drawn to as well. And if you are just tuning in, I want to encourage you to quote live on air with me. My number here is 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on that keypad if you'd like to be live on air with me. And I'd like for you to share how it is that you're doing those things that you're meant to do. Also, if you'd like some guidance, you can call me as well for that. So let's take our next caller. Our caller is area code 805. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Donna, and I'm in California. How are you today?
Hi. Great, Donna. How are you today?
Yeah, it's warm out here today.
I bet. So what's been going on with you? How was your week?
Well, it was pretty good, actually. I just started. I'm on a diet regime and exercise, so I got to stick with that. And my brother just treated me to 4 days in Cabo San Lucas at a resort ocean view room and he paid for the airplane and everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then October I'm going to my nephew's wedding in Idaho, and we all rented a house there to stay in for the, you know, while we're there for 4 days. So I'm excited. I got things to look forward to. What I wanted
awesome.
To ask
That's
you,
that's great.
Thank mm-hmm. you. I was at the beach about 6 weeks ago, and no clouds, mind you. So it wasn't like clouds were separating and opening. It wasn't that. But it's gray, and it was kind of windy, and you couldn't walk on the beach because there were big boulders and high tides. But I looked out at the sky, and I felt like an epiphany. The whole world opened up to me, every cell mm-hmm. in my body. So mm-hmm. I'm expecting something life-changing. I really am, because the feeling that I had was completely life-changing.
Mm-hmm. So what is it that you... So what is it that you felt, and what came in when you saw that?
Well, just looking out.
What were your thoughts?
The feeling that my whole world opened up to me, and I thought, oh, my God, my dream is going to come true. I am going to be traveling because I want to go to all these different places in the world. And I had that feeling that, yes, it is coming true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just like you had shared, you're going on vacation. You're going places. So that's actually a big part of it. Now, what I see for you is you're seeing this big picture, but you have to see what's coming in right now, just like the vacation you got from your brother. That's part of the abundance, you know.
Yeah.
And the wedding that you're going to, that's part of the abundance. So don't overlook those things, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, we see these small things coming in, and that's why actually it's important for you to share with other people what it is that you're going through, because you're going to then see, it is coming in. So, you know, just like you shared at the beginning.
I won a raffle. I won $25,000 in a raffle.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it is coming. Yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so be grateful and be joyful in that. Celebrate those things that are coming in. $25,000, oh my gosh, that's amazing. That's awesome. And then the vacation, to be given that vacation, that is awesome.
It's a beautiful ocean view room with a balcony.
Yep, So keep that energy. You know, be thankful for those things that you have right now. So when it comes to when I say keep in that energy, plan that trip. You know, that Cabo San Lucas trip. What is it that you want to do there? You know, what is it that you want to feel? You know, write it all down. That's going to help you to stay in that energy. Because I feel that high vibration from you right now. And so to really stay in that, to, you know, write it down. What is it that you want to feel on vacation? What is it that you want to experience on vacation? So you want to really be in that energy, just like if you were on vacation right now. You know, so what is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to experience? What kind of weather do you want to be in while you're there? And think of it as if you're in it right now, okay? And also, you're on the beach. You know, you have the beach there. So to be in that gratitude at every moment, you know, if you go to the beach today, you know, just really, you know, feel that energy, you know. What is it that you're feeling? How warm is it? You know, and being grateful for each and every one of those things, okay?
Yeah.
And when we do that, it's going to help you to stay in that energy, all right?
Keep
focused. When is your vacation?
Well, October 18th, I go to Idaho, and then November 12th, I go to Mexico.
Wow, that's awesome. That's Yeah, like especially, oh, well, I guess if you're in California, it doesn't get cold. But yeah, then you've had that time to really stay in this energy for a while. So I want you to keep it that. And as you keep practicing that and staying in that energy, it's going to help change your mindset for a long time, okay? So, and also, when you do go on vacation, to remember and keep remembering those things that, you know, you felt and how you felt it. You're not exactly remembering the memories of what you went through, but how it felt to you. How did vacation feel? How did it feel getting that vacation from someone? And you want to stay in that energy, okay? So if it doesn't feel right, you know, when it comes to as you go through your weeks, if it doesn't feel right, I want you to go back in that energy of how it felt when you got that vacation, how it felt to know that you were receiving $25,000. You know, that's all abundance that is for you. So to stay, it's important for us to stay in that energy, okay? Now, there are going to be some things coming in for you this week that's going to try to throw you off that energy, okay?
Oh.
So, yes. But it's important for you to say yes to those opportunities that do come in, but to have that mindset of abundance, okay? So I want you to keep in mind of what's coming for you, but also to remember that these next steps that are coming in, it's meant for you to say yes to, because it's going to really take you in that next direction of your goals and what it is that you really want to see in your life. So I do see that you have set different intentions for yourself. So it's important for you to say yes to these opportunities that come in and to stay in that energy of abundance, okay? To remind yourself that this is important for you so that you can achieve your goals. When it comes to your diet, when it comes to meeting new people, when it comes to your job and things like that. So it all has to do with those things that are going to come in. So keep that in mind as you step into that energy this week. So it's going to come in this week. And so, you know, keep that in mind. Keep that energy high for you. So when I want you to journal throughout the week, you know, every single day. Keep in mind of your dreams as well. Your dreams are really going to be stepping in a bigger way. So, you know, keep that going for you, okay? Because this energy feels really good for you. So keep that in mind as you go in. Archangel Samuel is stepping in for you as well this week. So, you know, and he's an archangel when it comes to loving yourself. So remember to, you know, really keep loving yourself. When it comes to diet, it's always hard.
It is.
But to know that you can do it. You can do this. And to know that it is a step-by-step process. And, you know, even though you want it to happen right away, you know, it doesn't work like that. So, you know, just keep in mind that you are going to get there even through some setbacks. You know, there's going to be some setbacks when it comes to, you know, different things in our lives. But you understand that you can do this, that you can get through it.
Yeah.
You can get through anything that comes your way. So don't be afraid to say yes this week because there's going to be some fears that come in with these opportunities that come in for you. But to know it's for you and it's for your good, okay? So there's these amazing things coming in for you. So keep going and keep remembering that abundance is always coming in for you, and it's always there for you. Okay? So be in that gratitude energy this week.
Wonderful. Oh, I'll do that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great week.
Thanks. You too. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining me this week, for joining me today. As always, you can reach out to me by going to facebook.com/spiritualguidanceradio, as well as facebook.com/healerandteacherkath, where I go and I will put up energy of the week or the weekend. I also do channel the messages on that page. I post channel messages. Also, if you'd like to reach out to me to schedule a session for you, I do 1 to 2 hour sessions so that we can go through what it is that the archangels as well as your spiritual team is trying to show you and guide you through. We go through many different things when it comes to all the areas in your life that you really need to work on. So if you'd like to book a session with me, if you're listening, sessions for those who are listening on the radio, they are $55 until the end of August. So if you'd like to book a 1 to 2 hour session with me, where I do all kinds of things from journeys with you as well as Reiki energy healing, if that's what is needed. I also do show you all of the archangels that are coming in for you, as well as your guardian angels, as well as your spiritual team and guides that come in. So I show you what it is that they're showing me in order to really help you in your daily life, as well as what's coming in for you. So if you'd like to have deeper sessions, be sure to connect with me. I will be back on air next week. I won't be live next week. It'll be a pre-recorded show for next week, but then I will be back in 2 weeks, and we're going to be covering different topics on how it is that you need to see yourself when it comes to how the divine is coming in and showing you who it is that you are and what it is that you're meant to do. So be sure to tune in for that. I will be sharing next week about the energy that's coming in August, because August is just around the corner. And we're going to have this great, amazing energy that comes in. So I'm going to thank everyone for joining me today. And as always, sending you all lots of love and light. Be sure to take the time for yourself this weekend to celebrate, to have fun, because that's when we get this divine spiritual connection that comes in, all the messages that come in wonderful ways. And then this coming week, we have a lot of next step energy that's coming in. So don't be afraid to say yes, letting go of those fears and doubts, as well as control that may be coming in. Because saying yes to those, you know, in spite of those fears, are going to lead to amazing things so that you can really achieve your goals and to really step into your purpose. So I'm sending you all lots of love and light, and I can't wait to speak to you again as we get into the next couple weeks, as we get into the energy of August. So lots of love and light, and until next time. So bye-bye for now.